A reading from the book of Jeremiah. O Lord, you have enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughing stock all day long. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I must cry out, I must shout violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering, terror is all around. Denounce him, let us denounce him. All my close friends are watching for me to stumble. Perhaps he can be enticed and we can prevail against him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble, and they will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, and they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, you test the righteous. You see the heart and the mind. Let me see your retribution upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy into the hands of evildoers. So often, we seem to be imprisoned in a small world of our own being. At a recent meeting to discuss a Lenten program, we got discussing about what makes a Christian. And one person present was quite sure that you couldn't be a Catholic if you did not genuflect on entering a church. You see, it was important for her to honor God in this way. And she extended that to make a grand statement about faith and commitment. And that was as far as she could see. It's a problem that faces us every day on things both important and trivial. And we can laugh at the genuflecting devotee, but the positions we take on many really important things are all too often based on our own blinkered existence. How did so many people come to accept as justified the use of torture at Guantanamo Bay? Why, for so long, did the good folk of Ireland put up with the widespread abuse of vulnerable people by their priests and religious? What makes bishops of the church deny the Eucharist to people whose consciences they disagree with? Why have pharmaceutical companies tried to keep the cost of retroviral drugs so high when they are known to relieve the suffering of millions of people now dying of AIDS? And that was the problem that King Zedekiah and the priest Pashur found themselves in the piece of scripture where today's reading comes from. Oh, such a tiny speck of land was Judah, surrounded by Egypt to the south, Babylon to the north and east, and how to protect the future of their kingdom. And these leaders thought they could win by playing off one nation against the other. Alas for Jeremiah, he could see the bigger picture. Let's rephrase that. Jeremiah was chosen by God. And if you are chosen by God, you aren't left to relax in the small world that thinks short term, sees only what's close at hand, and avoids risk. Jeremiah has been called by God, and reluctant though he is, he has the fire of God in his belly, and he must speak up and suffer the consequences. In my small country, three deeply committed Christian men have been on trial because they broke into a highly secretive site where satellites spy on telecommunication signals from all around the world and feeds the information into a global system controlled by USA and Britain. The three men cut through some wire fences. They slashed a plastic cover over one satellite dish. They set up a small shrine, and they knelt to pray for peace. And that's how they were caught. And they were tried by jury. They didn't deny their actions. But one of them, a Catholic priest, said this: "We damaged property at the spy base in order to save victims of war and torture. It's all about Jesus' command for us to treat all people as our brothers and sisters." Surprisingly, the three men were acquitted for some complex legal reasons. The acquittal was not well received by many people. Columnists and commentators in all the mainstream media have reacted as expected: condemnation, ridicule, trivialization, alarm, pontification, denigration. Everyone, the three men, the judge, the jury, the legal system, all were targets of attack. None of them was capable of understanding the words of the man accused: "We damaged property at the spy base in order to save victims of war and torture. It's all about Jesus' command for us to treat all people as our brothers and sisters." The three men saw the big picture, and it's not a comfortable situation to be in. But God called, and they answered. "God, I'd rather not get too far out of my comfort zone. But if you call me, what shall I do? I must be true to myself." Truth. That's what the big picture is all about.